I was going to give that kind of sermon, but I didn't think you'd understand that. So I'll use English. It's been raining so frequently that I want to repeat a story, which most of you have probably heard, but it illustrates a point. During a great flood, a man was stuck in his home and prayed to God to save him. And his neighbors came by in a big truck and said, "Come with us." He said, "No, God's going to save me." Then finally the water began to rise and a boat came by and says, "Come on, we'll take you to safety." He says, "No, God's going to save me." Then finally he's on the roof and a helicopter comes by and says, "No, no, no, God is with me." And he drowns. And he goes to heaven and he goes to God. He says, "God, you let me down. I was praying. I was faithful. Why didn't you save me?" God said, "I sent you a truck. I sent you a boat. I sent you a helicopter. What's your problem?" Faith is not superstition. Religion is not laziness. God gave us a mind. You don't pray to God to tie your shoes if you have hands. You don't pray to God to get an A on a test if you can study harder and do it. God gave us freedom, and he gave us all the talents and the mind that we have so that we could become co-creators with him. Never become a friend to someone who says, "You do all the work and I'll go along." God doesn't like that. You wouldn't like that. What you want is a friend and a partner, someone who will carry their load and maybe even help you to ease your load. And in religion, it's not a question of me just hanging back. You came to church not as consumers, but as providers. You are the ones who preach the gospel. I'm here to help you do your job. You're not here to help me do my job. I work for you. You don't work for me. And thanks for the money. I don't need a raise and no overtime. But this kind of attitude towards religion where your eyes are wide open. If you don't understand something, you don't say, "I understand it." But if you can understand it, you don't say, "I'm not going to try." Take full advantage of all the talents and all the gifts that God gave you to create with God a wonderful you and a wonderful future. And when he sends you help with people giving you good advice, and sometimes the best advice comes from your enemies because they're not worried about hurting your feelings. They're worried about hurting you so you can know the truth. Accept the truth. Change the reality with God's help. And when he sends you people, pay attention. And when he sends you a good idea, pay attention to the good idea. God's grace is manifested in every way. But Christianity is not for the lazy. Only superstition is. Христос воскрес.